Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Cass. Yeah.
Through the land, we educate, communicate, and collaborate.
They want
we give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening. Hey, it is Tell It Tuesday, and today we have Stephanie Haynes coming on with us, and she's going to tell us about the chakra and self-care. And you don't have to get my information in first. You know, position and appearance are irrelevant. The important thing is to carry out our personal duty, our commitment, no matter what anyone else may say. This is a life of true victory, a life of unsurpassed nobility and fulfillment. You see, you have to take care of yourself, and you can't allow yourself to be blown like a tree, a leaf on a tree branch on a windy day. You have to stand firm. You have to do everything that you need to do. And if you don't take care of yourself, you're no good to anyone else. So you always have to remind yourself to resolve to be the sun, then no matter what problems you may face, dawn will always break, fine weather will always return, and spring will never fail to come. So we are into spring now. We have to do that self-care, my self-care in the morning. I'm getting it in before she gets on. I don't like to interrupt her, so you're getting it in the beginning here. I get up, I look in the mirror, and I say, you're wonderful, you're gorgeous, you're awesome. After I am thankful for being able to get up and look in the mirror. And then I tell my day, oh, I'm going to have a wonderful day. I'm going to have a victorious day. And everything that I need to do will go exactly the way I planned it. Because, you know, when you know whence you come, there are absolutely no limitations to where you can go. And that's how I start my day. And then I move on into the prayers. I'm a woman of deep faith, so I connect in with the universe, everything in it and everything about it, and I said it. I even bought myself a prayer plant today. I went into my little plant store in the community, and I said, what kind of plant is that? He said, that's a prayer plant. I said, really? Well, when it grows, does it grow tall, or does it go in a horizontal way? He said, no, it's horizontal. I said, well, if that's the case, when I pray over there, and if he's over in my home, he's going to move from Los Angeles to San Diego. He's going to spread real wide, because we must Take care of that prayer. Take care of ourselves. That's the most important thing of your self-care, because you have to set your scene. And when you set that play for the day, no one is allowed to get on your stage. So on that note, you know, when we take care of our chakras, and we, chakras are your command center. And when Stephanie finishes with us, people are going to be looking at you and asking you exactly, what are the changes here? I see something different in you. What is it? What have you done? What have you, I see a great change, because, you know, you become a different type of individual because you're taking care of that self-care with yourself. And keep in mind, like I said, do not allow yourself to be swung around like a branch, a leaf on a tree branch on a windy day, because that's not going to do you any good to get to and what you have to do. So what I'm going to play now is just play something until Miss Stephanie Haynes comes on and joins us. You know, Stephanie is the author of The Healing of the Womb, and that book is horrendous. And what we go through, the chapters in that book, it's a book that you can have for a lifetime that will change your life. So let me give you just a little bit of this before she come on, just a little bit.
I get filthy when that liquor get up on me. I've been thinking, why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. You got me pity, baby, I want you, na-na. Can't keep your eyes off my pity, daddy, I want you, na-na. Drunk in love, I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this shit happen?
Swerving on that big body, been serving all this, surfing all in this good.
I wanted to play some of that because, see, if you don't do self-care, you won't be able to do any of that, sing any of that, or think about any of that. And on that note, we have Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line with us this evening. She's coming to care and share with us to let us know about the self-care and which chakra she's going to start with. I have no idea, but like I say, the chakras are your command center that lets you know when you're in balance and out of balance. Stephanie Haynes, are you on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann this evening?
Yes, good evening, Linda. How are you and listeners?
I'm wonderful. Thank you again. I'm going to put it out here. I got all my stuff in the beginning because I did not want to interrupt you, but we have much appreciation for you over here. taking our time of your busy day, your busy evening, to care and share and get us in line. I'm going to tell the listeners to get out their pads and pencils right now. They might need to get two pens because when you get through with them, you know, you're going to have something really, really important, and you will have told them a whole lot of things on Tell It Tuesday. So I'm going to be quiet over here.
All right. So good evening, everyone. So I think the last session, not the last session, the last session we did was bridging the gap between mother and daughter's relationship. But the session before then, we talked about the seven chakras. So now I'm going to talk about the self-care in your chakras, how to, you know, really align yourself and to really take care for yourself. So there is a deep wisdom within our very flesh. If we cannot only come to our sense and feel it. It's by Elizabeth A. Binkley. I'm going to read that again because this is very profound. There is a deep wisdom within our very flesh. If we can only come to our senses and feel it. So with that being said, what if everything you needed to be your best self, mind, body, and soul was already within you? Just imagine if this wisdom contained not only remedies for your life, but also preventative practices. So you would have fewer problems to deal with. So how different would life be if you could harness this knowledge to experience more peace of mind, better physical health, and a sense of alignment, fulfillment, and purpose. So what we're going to do for the next 7 weeks, we're going to explore how the age-old wisdom of the chakra system can help you achieve this more. Now, chakras, which come from the ancient Sanskrit, means spinning wheel of light. The chakra system is composed of seven main energy wheels that regulate our energetic body. Our ancestors intuitively understood and worked with the energetic body and the rhythms and the seasons of nature. The good news is this knowledge and practices are not limited to the past. And we need them more in our modern day lives than ever before. We're still in the midst of this pandemic. So we really need, you know, to heal our inner self. Just like our ancestors, we also can live in alignment with the lunar cycle and the Mother Nature to tap into a natural biorhythm, the body cycle that regulates our health, emotions, and intellect. Now, in today's hectic and often stressful world, the wheels of an energetic body are often compromised to the determinants of our physical body and indeed our life. Now, while we spend time on money, the energy, taking care of our physical body, we often overlook our energetic body. An understatement, or underestimate, I meant to say, the important role in playing in our overall well-being. Now, if we want ultimate health, we need to give more care to our energetic body. While modern medicine has made many advances that have changed our lives, it has also inadvertently diminished our innate ability to self-heal. I always say we got over 132 medicines within our body. The body can heal itself if we allow it to. Many diseases actually stem from disease or a disconnect between the mind, the body, and the soul caused by the blockage in the energetic body. Now, we all know that the prevention is better than the cure.
Mm-hmm.
And many of our ailments are preventable by consciously working with the chakra system of self-care. Now, I discovered that the chakra system soon after my spiritual awakening, actually in 2008, and have since studied and worked with the chakra system of self-care to bring more order, balance, and harmony to my life. Now, it was once one of the biggest lessons and teachings I received and in turn my life around. Now, for those, well, Linda, you know, after, you know, healing from a stroke, I had two of them, one in 88 and one in 98.
Mm-hmm.
It left me paralyzed and not being able to talk and walk and, you know, take care of my children and my, you know, my family, and became homeless, you know, during that time as well, because I lost everything I ever owned during that time, lost it twice. So during my journey of self-healing, self-care, you know, I got into yoga, to really meditate, to really calm the body down, chanting Nam Myoho Renge Kyo. You know, that's my spiritual practice.
Mm-hmm.
And to really start letting go of things that did not serve me. And that's very important as I was going through that journey to be able to become in balance. I did dancing. I started an African dance troupe as a dance therapy to really wake up those chakras and really rebalance myself.
Yes, you did. You woke up your chakras and everybody else's too.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd throw that in there.
Yeah. And so even I took up Reiki, right?
Yes.
Going to a Reiki master, you know, that person really allowed me to just, that's the healing without actually touching the body. So I went through all type of modalities to learn how to heal my body without being on a whole bunch of medication.
Mm-hmm.
During that time, I think I had over 20-something medication to take. And remember, I had a stroke, so I couldn't remember one day, I couldn't one moment from the next. My short-term memory was gone.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't remember nothing. However, I said, you know, I cannot take this medication. So I found herbs. I had me an acupuncture. I had me a chiropractor. I had my spiritual practice. You know, so I had the mind, the body, and the soul, all of that, a part of my healing. Now, what I'm going to cover today is about self-care. And for those who did not know or were part of the first section where we did on chakras, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what are chakras. As I mentioned in the introduction, chakra is a Sanskrit word meaning the spinning wheel. The Sanskrit is the ancient Vedic language used in India, and the term chakras was first described in the Vedic scripture. Now, thousands of years ago, in ancient texts called the Vedas, the chakras were described as being connected by the navy, Sanskrit for rivers, which allow the prana, Sanskrit for life force, to flow through our body. Now, many ancient spiritual texts use the metaphors and symbolism as part of their teaching. Now, the Vedas use land as a metaphor for the physical body, with the seven mind chakra as different parts of the land. Now, the natives as the river that connected and flow between them. In order for the land to flourish, each of the seven parts need to be watered, need to be watered by the river that flows freely and fully without hindrance. Let me take a sip of water. All right. Now, using the symbolism, should talk that in order for us to experience optimum life force, to have the best physical and emotional health, and to flourish, all the chakras need to be open and spinning, thus allowing energy to flow freely throughout the body. If any of the chakras were not performing optimally, energetically, imbalance or blockage should lead to physical, emotional, spiritual, and life issues. Now, while the first reference to chakras were found in the Hindu scriptures, the teaching of Buddhists, the Tibetans, the Mayans, and the Kabbalists, among others, acknowledged the chakras and referred to as a similar system in their teaching. As humanity has evolved, we have explored wellness outside the realm of traditional medicine and in many cases looked to our ancestors for old age solutions to modern day problems. Now practicing yoga, which also originated in India, has become popular, and slowly but surely the teaching of the chakra system of self-care have come to the forefront as age-old tools for holistic healing. Mm. Now, is chakra energy real? People may say. Many people may be skeptical of energy healing and perhaps thinking of it as being voodoo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or something like, you know. Now, maybe you are even a little unconvinced of its merits right now. You know, chakra is not a religion. Like some people think yoga is a religion. No. It's a practice that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Buddhism, it's a practice that you do. However, energy healing has become more widely practiced outside of alternative healing and has been integrated into modern medicine. For example, doctors use forms of energy healing such as vibrating sound energy or infrared lasers for treatment, and some hospitals offer Reiki and energy healing practice. So these treatments are even covered by medical health insurance. I know Kaiser, for my medical insurance, I can do acupuncture, I can go to a chiropractor, and my copay is zero for my acupuncture. I don't have to pay anything. It's free.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for my chiropractor, it's $5, mm-hmm. right? So, it's been integrated into modern medicine as well as a part of another healing modality. right? So these treatments are even covered by, like I was saying, many medical health insurance policies or alternative treatments similar to acupuncture, which provide healing using fine needles placed at specific points along the body to bring energy into alignment. I remember when I had my stroke, you know, they had to do cupping, and that's taking the old blood out and having it to flow back. You know, it was painful at first, but however, it helped my circulation.
Hmm.
It helped my circulation.
Hmm. So what did they do? They took the blood out?
Yeah, it's a little cup. They put the little needles in, they just, the needles sits inside of your,
yes,
the part that they, yeah, part of the body. Right. So, and like I said, at first it was kind of painful, but once I got used to it, and then that when I relaxed, the thing about when you're doing acupuncture or any you know, acupuncture yoga, you have to just breathe and relax and be with it, not fighting against it, not having fear.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I just relax and allow my body to just be, there was no pain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So energy is a word that gets thrown around a lot in the self-help world. It is the subject of many motivational quotes, and some humorous memes. So it may seem a bit of a vague and meaningless term, but this is far from the truth. In short, energy is formally defined by science as both matter, which has the potential to cause change, and the capacity of physical system to do it. So you remember that saying, mind over matter, right?
Yes.
When the pain get too, you know, tough, they tell you mind over matter. And when you take your mind off what's happening, it doesn't matter anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But the focus is no longer on the pain. So science explained that energy cannot be created or destroyed, only changed. Science also dictates that everything, including the chair you are sitting in right now, and indeed, your body is made of energy. Now, each of our body is also surrounded by a field of constantly changing energy for our body to be capable of work and for certain aspects to work. Our energy would need to operate in a particular manner. Now, for the purpose of engaging our chakra system, we will talk about the energy, meaning the prana, the life force that flows through our body and allow us to function. Now, there are seven major chakras. The chakra system is a network of channels consisting of different energy wheels. While there are over 100 different chakras, seven of these are the main chakras that form the foundation of our energy body. These start from the base of the spine and travel through the crown of the head. Each of these chakras relates to specific organs within the body, as well as various emotional, psychological, and spiritual states. As you can see on the following, the root chakra is at the base of the spine. And actually, I wish you this was in person. I can kind of show you guys where, you know, where it is. And, you know, it's at the base of the spine and further up into sacral, the chakra, which is found around 2 inches below the belly button. Then there is the solar plexus chakra in the abdomen. After chest is the heart chakra. Moving up in is the throat chakra. Between the eyebrows and the third eye, or the brow chakra. And finally, at the top of the head, we have the ceremony name called the crown chakra.
Right. Your man center.
Yes. So, now how does this energy flow? Now, our central nervous system controls most functions of the body and the mind and is composed of our brain and the spinal cord, with the latter conduit for the signal between the brain and the rest of the body. Now, the chakra system of the self-care teaches us that the energy flow along the spine and show us the powerful connection between our mind and body and the important role the mind plays in our physical health.
Hmm.
Okay?
Got it.
Now, our bodies are complex operating systems, but they have a simple objective to maintain the homeostasis, or the balanced internal state that follows from the ultimate functioning. Just as the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system work together to help us perform the energetic feat when needed. They call it the fight and flight. Remember the fight and flight?
Yes.
You know, when you get nervous, you either, you know, fight or you flight. You okay?
Yes.
So, with that being said, just as the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system work together to help us perform energetic feats when needed and to restore peacefully energy states in order to maintain a harmonious balance, other parts of our body also work to maintain homeostasis. Now, as human beings on this earth, we would naturally experience energy blocks, stagnation, imbalance, and it is an unavoidable part of life. That stuff happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
We had 4 years. I think the last 4 years was the last hardest 4 years that I ever experienced in my life. And we still experience things, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I look at the hatred, you know, going over now with the Asians, you know, the killing.
Yeah.
You know, we have not really kind of emerged into a change where we can experience some kind of relief,
right,
some kind of pain. You know, yes, some of us receive our stimulus money, right?
Well,
but that doesn't take care of the pain that we're experiencing right now, the division that is happening,
yes,
right now in this
world. Yes.
You know, money can't buy everything, right?
Yes, no, it cannot.
Money to pay for our bills and take care of our family. But that's not the answer to what's going on right now in the world.
No, it's not.
We need to bring balance within the world. We need to bring peace in the world, right? And the only way we can do that, we have to be that person of peace ourselves.
Yeah, it starts with you. The peaceness starts from one to one.
Right.
It's dialogue, so one to one. It's not about money. It's not about well, dialogue is a part of it, but you know. But I think what kind of like some of us know that after every great evil, there's always great good. We know that, you know. But in between, right, of seeing it's happening and seeing it flowing to that, it's still painful. you know, and it's going to affect
right.
each and every one of us. And not cutting you off when you talk about the emotional issues that bring about, you know, this body, mind, and spirit. I just wanted to, before I forget, there is a number called, which is, and I have to put it out here, 833-317-HOPE. That's to talk with persons if you're having emotional issues behind COVID. You know, we all got emotional issues. Some of us had it before COVID, and then COVID just added it on. But this particular helpline is basically for the COVID issues. You know, you have individuals that are, you know, still hesitant about the vaccine. There's still this and that and this and that. And, you know, I just got tired of listening to people, and not tired, but I just, you know, we have to drop it. Say, you know what, just listen to what the old folks used to tell us when we was kids. Look, just do it and see what happened. Okay, that's all. Because if you try to figure it out, you're going to stress yourself out more and take yourself into a more of a depression trying to figure it out. So it's up to you which way you want to go with it. It's your call, you know. So you can, like I said, we can not allow ourselves to be blown around like a leaf on a tree branch on a windy day. You got to take a stand and stand there and make it happen. But, yes, stimulus is a good. Sure, it's helping out for everybody. But it's the inner pain that needs to be corrected, okay? It's the inner. All of that other stuff is that exterior environment, you know. Oh, you can pay the light bill, or you can do this. That'll take a little bit of ease up off of you. But it's an inside job. And in order to have the inside jobs, that's why people were calling. They were so interested about the chakras, because we know that's the operational center. And when you, the way they align up and the way they move, when one is out of line, you darn sure know it. When you look at penance and, you know, there's pennants and things with the chakra colors and stuff, and a lot of people wear those. That means something. Everything is lined up for a certain reason. But you stated something, and I highlighted it, and I wanted to go back to it, not to cut you off, Stephanie, but since we, it was, what was it? It had to do with, and I put a little mark by it, and I'm writing as you're talking, but when you broke down the history and you said that the energy flowed like from the central nervous system with both of those nerves going there, when one of those chakras are out of order, say the root chakra, we know that's at the base of the spine, and then it moves up. Can that particular area affect another side of the body? As I'm listening to you, I'm saying it's all connected together, and I really think I've answered my own question, because if it's on that side and it's traveling and it's a certain flow that has to be there, it can affect something else, right?
Right.
So the medication I'm sorry?
It will be a blockage.
A blockage. Yes, it's a blockage.
Yes.
So they're giving you medication for one thing, but it's really, that's just happened, that thing, the medication should be going to clear the blockage.
Right.
Okay. And
talk about medication tonight. That's a long story.
I know. And you mentioned something about the acupuncture with the cuffs and how it pulls the blood out and takes it back in. I've experienced that. I love acupuncture. I love chiropractors. You know, you have your regular physician, but I'm more of the alternate medicine, the holistic way to get things done. It doesn't seem like it, but I feel more comfortable with that. And here, a lot of people are feeling comfortable because, you know, Some medication, as far as I'm concerned, is like pharmaceutical drug pushes, but that's just my opinion. It was hard. I don't like to take a bare aspirin over here, so if I can eat an orange and take out a problem, I'm going to do that, you know, as long as I can, or get that body to move. But when you stated it, it's the command center, and it takes care of everything, and it's like the energy wheels that makes everything move. So that's what I had highlighted when you stated about the energy, Liv. But we have to shield our inner self, because it's all an inside job, and how it works with the natural rhythm of the entire body. So the energetic body is equals a physical good body and life. So those chakras, when we're starting, like you say, we're going to go 7 weeks to it. So I know when we get through, we're going to all be beaming lights around here. I know I want to be. I want to have them colors beaming and blinking. And directing that energy flow in my body.
Yeah, so with that being said, so since everything has energy, everything and anything can influence our energy positively or negatively. Emotions and thoughts are also energy. So everything and feel has a huge influence on our energy body as well as our physical body.
Hmm.
Now, when we have negative or repressed emotions or harmful thoughts, beliefs, and memories, these affect our energy body by causing blocks or stagnation. Right? Now, the source may be formed of a long-standing psychological issue stemming from childhood,
mm-hmm.
an inherent fear or trauma from our parents, a major life event, or sometimes just getting stuck in really bad traffic. Road rage, right? You can really. So everything we experience impacts our energy. In turn, this can affect our physical health, resulting in all sorts of illness. Now, while modern medicine is undoubtedly essential to our well-being, it often fails to deal with the root cause of our sickness.
Mm.
So remember, when you go to the doctor, they only take care of what you tell them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't have a doctor that really sit with you, examine, research, and really try to examine you to really try to find out what's going on with you.
Mm-hmm.
They're only going to listen to you and what you tell them that what's going on with you. Because sometimes you may know, may not know. This is what you're assuming that is
mm-hmm.
going on with you.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to give you a pill and have you to come back with another appointment, right? And instead
right.
of taking the x-rays, the
right.
studies, the exams, and do some little research to really find out what is really going on. What is the root cause of this person's illness? Now, when the doctor can't find out what's wrong with you, then it is a spiritual healing that you need to do.
Mm.
When your doctor mm-hmm. trying to do all he can or she can to help you, and cannot find out what is wrong with you, it's a spiritual healing that you need to do. That
mm-hmm.
means that you need to go within. Maybe some forgiveness that you need to do. Some resentment, some guilt, some shame to let go of.
Yeah, you can't have
to
none of that hanging around in there.
Huh?
That will block it every time.
That's right.
You got to release that crap because it will set up some serious blocks, okay? Serious.
Yes.
And you're absolutely correct. You're absolutely correct that they cannot find it. You know, if you have a doctor, they send you through all of this, send you through all of that. They take it to the exhaust, and it's something that you need to sit down and release, okay? And it could be something that has been nudging for a long time, and it's just really flaring up, but it was always lying down there. So that means whatever it is that you need to release been with you a long time. Okay, so it's time to let it go. I'm agreeing with you on that. I had to sniggle because, yeah, they'll give you a pill for your left ear, and really it's the back of your arm hurting. I have a very good physician. I go in there and go down the list. I need to get an ultrasound. I need this. I need to find out why this. I need this. I know that I need to go to this doctor. And he'd be looking at me, right? But, if you're under a health plan or whatever, you have to go to those specialists, right? So I just call, mm-hmm. I make me a list and do the checkoff list. Okay, well, let's see what happened here. Oh, nothing's wrong there. Oh, nothing is wrong there. Okay, well, then we'll check out the, oh, nothing is wrong there. Then when we go through that whole list, then I get down and I know how to release it spiritually. So, you know, you're absolutely correct. It's an inside job of how we do this. Now, I had a question because, you know, people, they like this chakra stuff. And when you say we have 132 medicines in our body and that, you know, the disconnect is due to an energetic flow on that, and to keep the order of balance and harmony and work with that mind, body, and soul, where does one, is it a thing that you listen to your body or, you know, when I go have different things to happen, I keep a journal. And I might say on Tuesday I had a piercing headache. Mm-hmm. And on Wednesday, I keep a journal. You know, I sort of like monitor myself. I go through monitoring. I say, oh, well, that means I'm not drinking enough water. I need to get some water here. I need to do that. But I do a self-monitoring of everything, like normally and for the when we do the show, you know, I might fix a hot cup of, I'm a coffee drinker. But tonight I says, no, I'll have me a hot cup of tea and lay my head on the pillow because my body is saying you need to rest. And tomorrow is my me day, and I might not do nothing. Okay, I don't put anything on that list because that's my time to sit and to do my yoga stretches. And mentioning yoga, there's different types of yoga. There's I like hatha yoga because I was always strengthening. But is that a good yoga to have that energy moving? Because hatha is for strength. What is the best yoga to do?
Yeah, and hatha is a great move. It's a great movement. If you just allow me to finish, Miss.
I think I'm a doctor over here. Let me shut up. Okay, go on. What you say? I'm getting carried away.
All right, thank you so much for that, Brenda. All right, so, you know, because sometimes, you know, it's an inheritance fear or trauma from our parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes we inherit some of the stuff from our parents.
Okay, so it's inherited. Okay.
Now, some of it is inherited, some of the stuff that we cause ourselves. Right?
Okay.
So also it can be a major life event or something just getting stuck in really bad traffic. And we talked about that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes,
when you
did
get
it.
Stuck in traffic, you know, you sit there, especially if you don't have any patience. Right?
Mm. Yes.
You're cursing the person out. You're
yes.
yelling, you're screaming, you're blowing the horn. All right? So now you create a whole other type of energy in the atmosphere.
Yep. Blood pressure go up. Your head start hurting. You just get on out there. I understand. You're right.
All right. So everything we experience affects our energy. In turn, this can affect our physical health, resulting in all sorts of illnesses.
Physical health affected, okay.
Yes. So in order to be in a truly balanced state of health, we need to remove energetic and emotional toxins, which may be wondering how we do it. So how do we do this? Or whether it is even doable? Now, the answer is that it is easier and more fun than you may think. A simple routine and ritual are such effective ways of maintaining energy flow. Now, daily life often throws energy curveballs, so we simply need to counter them with routines and rituals that either serve or preventive measures to preserve energy or counteract those disruptors to bring us back to a state of energy and equilibrium. Like, for instance, you can wake up in the morning after you do your morning routine, right?
Right.
Your prayers, you know, setting your tone for the day. And like I said, getting on your way to work, you get in the traffic, and sometimes if you rhythm in life, things are opened up for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you don't get that phone in the morning, you might get stopped by the stoplight. There could be traffic. Now you're running because now you're either probably running late. So things is not flowing the way that you would like them to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now when you get to work, all hell breaks out, right?
You bring that to
now,
you. Your energy pulls the other energy.
That's right. So how you diffuse that energy is to recognize, oh, I'm out of rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we so often blame the other individual for what's going on in your environment because you are one in your environment. It's you in your environment. So whatever you bring, that's it. Now, when you bring joy in that environment, joy happily, it happens. When you bring negative energy, negative things start to happen.
Yeah, you see them gray clouds moving around in the room. I'm sorry, I'm going to behave myself over here. You know, I can get carried away. But let me ask you, I'm doing the countdown over here, and I know that we are talking about diffusion, the importance of diffusion, and I get carried away, so I don't want to take up too much, but I know we got 7 weeks of this coming up, so we're going to have to take it out, so give us something to end it with so we can pick up with it on next week.
Oh, okay. So I say, you know, this is for those who are Christians, and, you know, this is Easter week, I believe. I think Easter is Sunday.
Yes, Sunday.
And then Friday is Good Friday.
Yes.
You know, so this is, you know, like a spiritual week for those who are practicing Christianity, right?
Yes.
So I just want to say, you know, and for all those who's not practicing, you know, Christianity, is just, you know, just take this end of the month going into renewal for me.
Okay.
And I think it's for everybody. It's time to spring clean, right? This is the time to actually do another detox. Just spring cleaning
I like
your body,
that.
Your system.
Yes.
Going into having that detox. You know, getting rid of all the stuff that you experience during the holidays, the Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year, all the foods that you have eaten, including myself, things that I knew I ain't supposed to be eating.
Me too.
You know, all the
Me too. Same thing. So what I'm getting here, I'm looking at this. So because it is the Good Friday and it's Easter and it's spring is about renewal time and detox, we're going to cut out on that with the detoxing and the renew time and pick up on it again next week because we got 7 weeks of this to go. And on that note, I'm going to have to say we're going to have to say toodaloo and wish everybody happy holidays and thank you again. But the last words I got down here is defuse, a renewal time, and detox. And that's what I'm going to take us out on. Stephanie Haynes, we appreciate you. When everything opens up, we will be doing some yoga classes. I'm going to put you on the spot right now. Can I get an okay? I mean physical, in-person yoga stuff. We getting ready to get busy.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're a community person. I'm a community person. We going to teach them. Each one, teach one. So I just want to let you know that that's on my mind, and I got several mats over here, so we'll put it out there because when it opens up, people are going to be ready. And I cannot think of a better person than yourself to help us keep them chakras in balance here. And I'm going to get a commitment from you on that, and we will talk about it. But on that note, I'm going to have to say, listeners, this is Stephanie Haynes. She talked to us about the chakra and self-care. We will keep in 7 weeks of this. And we're going to say good night and have a good evening. Stephanie, give us one word, two words for the bye-bye on here.
Stay blessed, go in peace, and speak love and prosperity to everyone you meet.
Stay blessed. Stay blessed. Go in peace. Speak love and prosperity to everyone you meet. On that note, we say good evening. Thank you, Stephanie Haynes, and you have a lovely the rest of the week, and enjoy your weekend. I will be speaking with you. We love you. When we get through with these chakras, guys, this is what's going to be happening. People going to be, you're going to be saying this to people, and they're going to be saying it to you. Have a good evening. This is Waking Up with Linda McShann and Stephanie Haynes. Tell it Tuesday.
It's been a while, I'm not who I was before. You look surprised, your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy, I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here.
Others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.